The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode. We believe you'll be richly blessed.
Bless your name. We appreciate you. Thank you for the blessedness that you have brought us into by reason of you being the head and having many members in one body. Thank you for the brotherhood of the body of Jesus, the body of Christ. We give all the praise to you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We don't understand this thing called brotherhood. We don't know the mystery of brotherhood. That's why many of the time we break the cord. We don't utilize it very well. Let me just say break the cord. Sometimes we're not fighting, yet we're not using. I think I'm saying that. They're not fighting, but we're not using it. And so we're not getting the blessing that God ordained by it. Peter says, love the brotherhood. It means that you can despise the brotherhood. You can look away from the brotherhood. You may journey ahead in life and not pay attention to the brotherhood. There's a point you get to in life in which you look as if without anybody I can be. But really speaking, you can be what you ought to be in the heart of Jesus. And this morning, the Lord began to open my eyes to understand, to see the Jacob and the sons of Jacob. The 12 sons of Jacob. They are supposed to translate to the nation called Israel. Israel is a people that God has blessed. It's a people who have prevailed. Their father, moving from Jacob, was to prevail against the angel. And the angel had to bless him because he prevailed. Say amen. Amen. And that's the symbol of a father. So everything, we can't talk about brotherhood without looking at the fatherhood. It is fatherhood that defines brotherhood. It is the head that defines the body. Without the head, the body will be nothing. In fact, the body is the expression of the head. It's because there's the head, that's why there's body. Without the head, there's no body. Anywhere you see the head, any head somewhere, you look for, when you can't see the body, you know somebody somewhere, except this is a ruling head. If it's severed by Boko Haram, then you know that a human being is no more here. Amen? I went in the house, please. So I discovered that God has to really help us with wisdom so we can see the nourishment, the blessing that God has tied in our brotherhood. You're going nowhere except you love and serve your brotherhood. You can't be the best. You should be. Amen. Amen. One thing we have seen in the natural sphere about families or brethren, most of the time, it's supposed to be an epitome of love. But it's also always in the natural of hatred. By reason of strife and jealousy. The devil planted that thing in brotherhood to ensure that the blessing does not rest. So how good and how pleasant is it for brethren to dwell together in unit? How good and how pleasant. Pleasant means that how expectant is God? Because nothing is going to happen until it flows. Can you see? It's like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down. It has to run down. The body is what is this, what is designed to show what the head carry. Say amen. It has to run down. It must find a place upon the head that run down upon the head, bed. Even Aaron's bed that went down. It keeps going down to the skirt of his garment. Can you see that place? As the dew of Ammon and as the dew that descended upon the mountain of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing. Not on the head. There. It has to run down for the Lord to command the blessing, even life forevermore. So without the body receiving that place where it can flow down, 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 till it gets to the skirt, there can't be a commandment of life forevermore. Say amen. You can have your money without your brethren. You can build your house, but you can't come to life everlasting without your brethren. You have to pass that course and very well. Say amen. And God is saying that for us, from the level we have, from our new birth place, all of that, we must be able to learn that. So we can pass it. Because when you move to the Father's world, it becomes more serious. The demand becomes a must that the Father will ask, go ask for your brethren. The Lord asked Cain, where's your brother? The Lord will demand your brother from you. Does it mean the Lord does not know where his brother is? He wants to know what he will say. Or what, where we agree his brother is. He said, am I? Can you see? I said, I know not. Am I my? A brother has enough God to answer God. Am I my brother's keeper? And the Lord said, what hast thou done? You have allowed the devil to finish the course. He began in you. That's why anyone that ate his brother is a murderer. It's a murderer. Just hatred is a murderer. Because you're supposed to be adding life to your brother. So whatever you do that does not make your life to your brother gain more life, it's murderer. And no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Say amen. And ye know that. Do you know that? Amen. That's how much the Lord must program us to hate hatred. Because that you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Say amen. So the first thing God wants us to see is that brotherhood is the house of love. God met it by love. And that's why the devil has to fight it down by putting hatred there. Because the way God nests brotherhood, they are never going to be equal. At the end of the day, they have equality in inheritance. But in the way God positioned them to journey, they are never. Even in God sending gifts to the body. Firstly, apostle. Doesn't matter what you feel about it. That's your headache. Secondly, prophet. Thirdly, teacher. Is it how God set them? He set them. Then miracles. Where are the other ones? Then miracles. And so it means that because after that miracle, then gift of healing. Helps government. Diversities of tongues. He had set some in the body. First. And when I say first, it is men. He called apostles. It's men. It's your brother. It's one of your brother that God made an apostle. It's one of your brother. Can you see this? Papa make it. You know, he showed us those five fingers of the hand. None of the finger can war. He has taught my hands to war and my fingers to fight. No single finger can fight. This thumb is powerful. It's important. He's the father of all of them. Yet, he can't war alone. He needs the fall to become a punch. So, but if you remove this man there, there's no punch. If you remove this man, there can be punch, but it's too much long. So what, some of them, they are all essential, but they are more essential than the other one in the total impact. So the devil can be beaten down until the brotherhood is complete. He can't. And Jesus had to spend time to teach and teach and teach and teach. Is the last thing he taught his disciples was on this matter. But by the time they knew he was going, they already know that there's going to be succession. So they were expecting Jesus to also roll out a succession plan. No one like, you say you are going to the cross. We can't stop you. In fact, the one that starts stop it, that try it, became Satan. Who next will become Satan? Nobody wants to be under Peter. So they had agreed that nobody's going to be under Peter. Only Peter becomes Satan. Say, hey, man. They began to plan, want to hear from Jesus. They want to feel his body language. Yes. Who is this? Who is? And Jesus sends it among them. You know, took his towel. Took a bowl of water. And tied his towel. The way a servant tied. And told them, anyone who is the greatest among you, how do you know him? He serve more. Those who serve more. So Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. I labor than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God. But all those labor, is it for Paul? It's for the whole brotherhood. Because there's a journey they need to make. From where they were stranded in. They were stranded in Jerusalem legalism. And the world died there without glory. They need somebody to lead them out of the clutch of legalism. And for honestly, this person is the youngest. Paul is the least. Who should be a criminal? They should take him it's a man they should look for on a normal good day and be in prison. For how many killings he has done. It's a man who doesn't want to smell Jesus anywhere. He's the one the Lord went to go and look for. And made him. And God put in his hand the inheritance of Christ. God gave to Paul that inheritance. He won't share it. He doesn't share it. Oh. What did I say?
Doesn't share it, sir.
Say it again. Though it belongs to all of them. Like I was saying in the morning here, 12 sons of Jacob were all stars. But stars different from stars.
Yay.
In glory.
Yay.
If they knew they were stars, would they have been feeling or threatened just because Joseph was more pronounced because of the inheritance that was put in his care for them? It's for them. How they will become real stars. They are stars in the prophetic future. They are stars. But to come start, they need Joseph . Somebody must get her out of where we are. And you are not going to like that person. Because if he's like you in the way he thinks, no, we won't go. It's not going to be somebody you don't like his audacity. You don't like, but you just know that there's something about this person. David came and said, they said, you have come here. But today, Abby, oh, need you to be let's see. Oh, you po. I like what he said. He said, is there not a curse? There's somebody who came, who has defied the God of Israel, made mess of the whole of you for 40 days. Should you not be looking for someone to help us out? But brethren will not look at that. They want salvation, but they want to be the savior. It is true we want to be saved, but. I kept looking at it. My mind also went back to this to Moses. The same thing. Moses felt they will understand. How he was planted in the palace, not himself, in the palace, to have such influence and background, which is not a natural right of a Jewish man. And all of you are in captivity. Should not be looking for a way out. The Bible says they understood not. May we understand. This is the trouble that has kept us, I'm telling you, that kept limiting us in our progress. Bible says, and they did not understand. They thought they would have understood how that God. So blindness is the enemy of brotherhood. Most of the time, it's always when too late. Before you've said that, that man, brother. And really, it's not really as bad as that, though. All from your childhood, it's a bad person. Because it's pushing you to success. There's one of my personal brother. My junior ones don't like to, they don't want to hear him. Because each time he's talking, it's how progress. The fat is over pushing them. So, they want to stay away. Back there, they stay from him. If you can't give us money, leave us. And I say, how for many years you don't make progress. What kept you where you are is beyond you. Somebody will have to take you by the hand, and when he will take by the hand, it's not going to be convenient for you. To make you go the way you don't want to go. Make you do things the way you don't want. Because convenience is our problem. You want to be yourself. Some of us, if they need to be yourself, you will die where you are and nothing will happen. But God will always put someone among the brotherhood as a catalyst. Yes. As a catalyst. So this morning, before we had our family, what? Just for a short moment, the Lord just brought me my hand. I said, Lord Jesus Christ, blessed are you. If the Lord, in your upbringing, this with that thing quickly. Because it will tell me how far you will go. How far you will go. The earlier it is dealt with, to ensure that you must give life. You must not be in the brotherhood where they pull him down. I look at everybody in the house here. You know, because I know that problem. So the Lord put in my heart early enough to see how to connect my singing songs. Go and meet him. Discuss with him. That thing, discuss with him. Because you want to discuss with your father alone. Every son want to have his father alone. The inheritance of the father is not with him anymore. He has shared it with his son, sons. The more he grows up, the more he drops it. I went to that person. Go and tell him. Talk about it. Come out with whatever you're talking about. I want to know that you need your brother. In those days, when younger at home, anytime my brothers want to talk with my parents, they pass through me. And the thing is this one. For them, many of them, they always have an issue with my dad. They always assume he won't listen to them. They always assume he won't give it to them. But for me, I don't see it. So they relate with him like that. You know, we already know he won't say it. He won't give us. But for me, I don't have that barrier. I just believe that daddy is a good person. If he wants to give it, we give it. So when I reach to him, I don't condemn him. I don't blame him. Many things that others will do, I won't do it. And I will talk to him about the matter, and he will talk back. So they keep wondering, is it that this man doesn't really love you for nothing? But I also know that I am mindful of how I talk when I meet him. I give him his utmost regard. I tell him, I said, doesn't matter what daddy does against you, you can't be angry with him. And that didn't look as if. I said, you can't be angry with him. He doesn't need you. You need him. He's already formed. I don't know how I just need those things. He's already formed. This you are saying, if you change, he may not change it until he will die. Many of them, he didn't change it. A man who cannot change, you are saying. He can't change. He's already formed. So you are the one that will just know that it's not a problem. I was still with my mom, was yesterday. He was complaining about tenants in the house there. And you know, when you have your problem, you talk too much on a simple problem. I said, what have they done? He said, one of them is carrying gas. I said, is that your problem? If he lives in his flat, what is that your problem? He paid for his rent, right? You know, said, he's the oldest in this house among them that I would have taken as my son. I said, can't be your son. Can you see? You want to take him as your son? He can't be your son. I said, he can't be your son. He can only be a trusted person. So you're having a problem on him because of assumptions. You want to make him your son? He can't be your son. If you're going to be a mother, he will choose to make you a mother by the reason of how he feels safe around you. So let him be a tenant and do his job as a tenant. And I call and say, come. I know that you are educated, you are exposed. I know that if I leave this house in your hand, won't you handle it? You can handle an estate. Talk about much more this kind of house. Mommy told you are the oldest in this place. So henceforth, I'll be asking you about what is going on in this place. Be in charge. And he sighed, smiling, nodding his head. So you will need people, but we need them in their right definitions. So he told me that the house is leaking. In fact, this last rain, everywhere in the house is just leaking like there's no less bed. So it will call my number. I said, don't call him. Because you can't use the last rain to judge any house. Every house leaked. That rain defiled every roofing system. So don't call him. Yeah, I said, don't call him. Let's have another lighter rain. They can judge whatever. Do you know he went to go and call him? He said, I called him. He didn't pick my phone. My call. He won't pick your call. But he would have thought about that. It is the trouble of the rain of I have told you, don't call him. Say amen. What am I saying? The trouble of brotherhood is blindness. Our eyes of understanding is not enlightened. To know what pertains to our salvation. If we don't have someone like Reverend K in Lagos, you will know that something will not be out of place or not be enough in what we do together. So God placed him there for us like that. God brought him from the north to go and come and be our brother. And you see how his heart is connected to Ondo people. Ondo people. Ondo people. Commitment Ondo people. So when you see that, you must not handle it lightly. Because something is put in that place for you. The earlier you know, the better you are. Some struggle of your life, you don't need it. You need someone that will connect you. It's not like a begging. You need a right attitude. See how many years Joseph was sold out. What were they doing with Jacob? What were they doing? Tell me. What was their progress? For years, they thought Joseph was the problem. When they removed Joseph, how far did they go? Only that they had rest in their poverty. They had rest in their stagnancy. But when you have somebody that prompts you to progress, when you have somebody sent into your family, into your brotherhood, to be your catalyst, it can't make life normal for all of you. It will be troubling you for progress. That's how you know. They won't let you rest. And that is enough itself a problem to an average soul doesn't want to make progress. But when you remove him, how far did you go? But for him, he kept using problem to make progress. Problems was no more a limitation for him. It was stepping stone to higher ground. After a few years, when they met him in Egypt, they can't believe that their brother. Bro, if Otimufao. Joseph. You know, it was Reuben. They would have killed him. They would have killed him. All their heart was so desperate, they don't want to see him. And the devil saw in their heart, let's kill him. Let's dip his throat in the blood. In his blood, and go and tell our father, an animal devoured him. Reuben said, no. Let's sell him out. He was the one. So if there's no Reuben, they would have finished that lineage. They would have finished the posterity of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So can you be the one that will rescue the whole team from falling away? That's why one first thing that must characterize your heart as a brother, you have commandment to love your brethren. And you will love, the way to love them, you will serve them. You will serve their interest for progress. I'm trying to use meaning. You will serve their interest to make progress. In fact, you will be happy they are making progress.
Amen.
And you'll be disgusted on why they should make more progress. Because in true brotherhood, at the end of the day, it comes back. It comes back. It comes back. To start with, it may look as if it's selfish. But to come back. Like Bishop used to say in those days. Bishop said, if all brethren in a family sink in a dish, and somehow, they were able to bring, all of you already used up in the dish, fainting, dying, and they rescue you from the dish. Said it would be foolish for you to go back straight to want to help others, or else you go back there. Because you don't have enough strength to pull them out. But if you take time to gather strength, while you're gathering strength, some of them may feel that he has abandoned us. When you have enough strength, you can come back and pull them out one by one. Because you have gathered strength. So sometimes we kill our brethren in the space of when they are trying to, the same trouble that pursued all of you from the beginning, still with all of them. Like sometimes I tell my brother said, for now, I cannot afford to give you dictionary. I don't have it. Even though I have it, I can't give you a loan. This is the amount I can for now. But I'm going to be sure that when I have the power to give this one, I'm thinking of you. But I must not give a giving that will put me back to where we came back from. It would be wise for me to give a giving and take me back to the debt. Where I can do what I should do for them. Because when I give you this one today, tomorrow you will ask for more. You know what I'm saying? It's never ending. And I should be able to give you today, give you tomorrow. So I'm thinking about I will have no power to do that. So bro is not selfish, he's not wicked. He's thinking about posterity.
Yes, sir.
So either you are the amen. In the ring of brotherhood, either you are the first one on the lane of Joseph, or you are the last one on that lane, we must play our role very well to know that you need your brothers. Even naturally, you need your brothers. Don't forget them, okay?
Yes,
sir. Say amen.
What
did I say?
I need
don't forget them. Let me give you the last one. Do you know what belongs to one? They won't give you the other one. Let me say again. What belongs to one, they won't give you. And if you get it, you'll be in trouble for it. For Esau and Jacob, let me pick that. No, Esau became Edom. The children of Esau became Edom. Edom grew up to be a kingdom very fast. Are you in the house, please? They became a kingdom very fast. Faster than Israel. When Israel was still sojourning in the wilderness, Edom had become a kingdom. Say, hey, amen. And when we passed by from our brethren, the children of Esau. So the children of Esau were their brethren. Which dwell in Seir, through the way of the plain, from Elat and from Ezom Gaba, we turned and passed by the way of the wilderness of Moab. And the Lord said unto me, distress not the Moabite. See. Neither contend with them in battle. For I will not give thee of their land for possession. I will not give them their land for possession. Because I have given her unto the children of Lot for possession. When you get to that place, I'm not giving you. I have already given to Lot. You know, we know where Lot is. Say amen.
Amen.
So even with Abraham and Lot, God already had Lot for Lot.
Yes,
and his children.
Yes,
Verse 12. And the Urims also dwelt in Seir before time, but the children of Esau succeeded them. When they had destroyed them from before them and dwelt in their stead, as Israel did unto the land of his possession, which the Lord gave unto them. Let me see the next one. Now rise up, said I, and get you over to the brook Zered. And we went over the brook Zered. And the space in which we came from Kashmir until we were come over to the brook Zered. Okay? God also gave Edom, has given Edom a space. And God was chiding Edom for not allowing Israel to pass. Israel told them, when we come to your place, we won't take anything. We just need your highway. Up to the book of Obadiah, God was rebuking Edom for not allowing Israel to pass through or give their land to Israel. And when they rose up in war against Israel, God did not still give the land to Israel. But God took it against them that you should have helped your brother in affliction. You made his journey more difficult. So if your brother has been collecting money from you all day, every day and squandering it, you must not close your bower. You give him his squander it. Give him his squander it. You must not allow the person saying, never. No, you must not. Or else the Lord will look at you and see why he blessed you and put you as a help. God is thinking about all the children. There's no one of God's children that his heart is not after. And when you are a brother, you must think like that. That is the heart of your father. Shall I not in that day, said the Lord, even destroy the wise men of out of Edom and understanding out of the mouth of Esau, and thy mighty man, O Timan, shall be dismayed to the end that every one of the mouth of Esau may be cut off by slaughter. For thy violence against thy brother Jacob, shame shall come. Can you imagine that? Shame cover thee, and thou shalt be cut off forever. In the day that thou stoodest on the other side, in the day that the strangers carried away captive forces, and foreigners entered into his gates, you join them and cast lot upon Jerusalem, even thou as one of them. Your heart must be after your brothers. The one in the UK, how is he feeling? How is he doing there? You don't know that sometimes they're in trouble, they're in prayer. Sometimes you are at more peace than them. But the only thing you don't have here is money. Sometimes they don't have permit. Their permit is to knock you on their door like you may come back to Nigeria. The way you are going, you may come back to Nigeria. Say hey, man. So we will enter into a covenant of service to serve our brothers. Say hey, man. That's why the reason why God put you where you are. God will not have reasons to change it. God can change his mind. When he feels that what he has in mind, what he has in mind, it's not about you. It's about us. What did I say? It's about us. It's his name that's at stake. Though he put all the resources in your hand, but it's not about you. That's why he will always make the firstborn to have access to double portion of the blessing, not for his own funfare, for the role you have to play for the brethren in time of distress. So it's not given there because the father loves him to go and you just go and squander. No, the father knows that this junior one can meet distress because the portion of the gift, they divide it. So God knows that it must reach them. That's why they put it in your care. So while you are growing it, no, you are growing it for many. For us. Why you are multiplying that money, become billions. It's not for your own consumption. It's for many. And that's why the Lord will bless your heart with understanding. And this is in, the Lord will bless you to bless your heart with light. That's why I say, give it time to the Father who has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. who has delivered us from the power grip of darkness and has translated us. There's enough nourishment, there's enough blessing in the Father to make all of us rich. Rich spiritually and rich naturally. I tell you, there's enough. There is enough. Only that sometimes the foolish spends it up. So there's a oil in the house of the wise. And that was there's revenue in the house of the wise, but the foolish spends it up. The foolish does not know how to turn the oil to wet. So he wastes it. In the season we are in, you're a squanderer. The source of grace in your hands will find your hand a place of multiplication. Much, it will be not just many, much, 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 much. And Lord will fill your heart with love. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You will serve your brethren. You will love your brethren. You will forgive your brethren over and over and over again. So what must I do? What my brother? How many times my should my brother offend me? It's my brother, not unbelievers. My brother offend me. Say 70 times, 7 times. Telling you that you must be willing and ready to forgive your brother. You don't store it. The power, the wisdom to forgive and release your brother, the Lord will bless you with. As we participate in this communion this season, as we participate in this feast, the Lord dissolve every pain, every heart, every disease of the soul in your heart that makes things pain you too much. Sometimes things pain us too much. They have to heal us and give us capacity to bear. Forbearance. Lord, we thank you today. We appreciate your name. Come and bless the Lord and give thanks to him, for mercy has come to us. 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 I tell you, this is a season of blessings, of enlargement, of multiplication. Multiplication. The season of the inheritance of the Father that he gave to us to find his full expression in all his facets. His time of confirmation upon us of that which the Father has pronounced. It's time to confirm it. To say, you have loved me. You have loved me. You have loved me. You have loved. Instead, the Father said, you have loved me. He confirmed the blessing. He confirmed the covenant. He confirmed again the oath. He affirmed it. Thank you, my Father. We appreciate you today. As a people, we are open to you, Jesus. As a people, we are open to you, Jesus. We are open. We are open. We are open. We are open. Thank you. You are my brothers and my sisters. Just take me by your side, and together we walk
till he comes. There's no foe that can defeat us when we walk side by side. As long as there is love, we will stand. You're my brother, you're my sister. So take me by your side.
By the hand.
Together we will walk till he comes. There's no foe that can defeat us when we walk in side by side. As long as there is love, we will stand.
For the last time,
point to somebody.
Just take me by the hand.
Together we will walk till it comes. There's no foe that can defeat us when we walk inside the side.
No foe can defeat us.
As long as there is love,
we are unbeatable.
We will stand.
As long as there is love.
As long as there is love, we will stand.
As long as there is love.
As long as there is love, we will stand.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.